number of the people behind me will not be speaking, but I do really need to identify them, because all of the successes over the last, certainly 6 years, I've been privileged to be chief of police, and those that we anticipate this year with the 15% reduction in gang violence goal that we're setting could not be done just by the mayor's administration or the Los Angeles Police Department. It is a comprehensive, seamless web, if you will, working with our colleagues in the federal, county, state, and local areas. So some who are here with us that will not be speaking represent, however, partners who are essential to our success. FBI Special Agent in Charge, Dan McMullen, ATF Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Chris Schaefer, ICE Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Jorge Guzman, DEA Agent, Brian Gray. From the LAPD, you certainly know my First Assistant Chief, Jim McDonald, Earl Pasinger, Chief of Operations, and Charlie Beck, Chief of Detectives. The coordination between those two is essential. Not here with us, but certainly partners, Sheriff Barker. Sheriff Barker was with me in Washington the last 2 days. He's returning today. And our U.S. Attorney, Tommy O'Brien. Let me make reference to the U.S. Attorney. Tommy's emphasis on gangs, 150 cases before he became U.S. Attorney, now about 1,500. The fact that through his efforts, we've got about 1,000 fewer less gangbangers running around the streets of Los Angeles working with us shows how the partnership works. What we are announcing today is the mayor's initiative for 2009. What is new about it is a lot. And in the press release that's been given to you, we outline in detail all of the many initiatives, but I want to highlight several. Most critical, certainly, is that for the first time under the control of the mayor, the intervention, prevention, and many of the reentry strategies are now housed in his office, and Jeff Carr will speak to that. What has happened in the past is the suppression side has certainly been working together, our law enforcement colleagues, but the intervention, prevention side of the house was just not working with us. That will no longer be the case, and the mayor is ensuring through his oversight over all of us that we will make nice with each other. Good news is we all like each other and we respect each other, so we certainly intend to reap great benefits from the partnership. Secondly, the department, as it always does, is constantly reorganizing. What our focus is going to be, there are 430 gangs in the city of Los Angeles, about 41,000 gang members. They're always going to be here. That's the reality of life in this city, indeed life in America. But what we are saying clearly to them, if you engage in violence, if you want to stick your neck up in the air, we're going to be there basically to lop it off. And what we are putting together now, while the intervention prevention strategies will work with those who want to turn their lives around, those who continue to engage in violence, the sociopaths, or for whatever reason they want to get visibility, what we now have the capacity to do is instantly, as soon as that BlackBerry message comes over that we have had a shooting, that the new Strategic Office Commander, Mike Williams, who is here, the handsome gentleman, where are you there, Michael? Michael was just promoted this morning. He's going to be our night commander working in our RACER unit, working to coordinate all of our resources. That shooting occurs, we'll be reaching out to the gang units, we'll be reaching out to the intervention workers, we'll be reaching out to all of our strategic forces to start flooding that neighborhood to basically prevent retaliation. But what we'll also do, once we identify who the shooter belongs to, that gang, we'll be moving in the new traffic unit. We will know all of the cars that that gang has been using. We will be looking for them. We will be attempting to stop them, and where we can, with the city attorney's initiatives, seize them. We will be coming at them for their cars. We'll be coming at them for their profit center, the narcotics. We are combining our narcotics and gang detective unit into one large entity that will focus on how they get their money and how they fight over turf to control that money. What you are seeing is the most comprehensive effort ever in the history of this department. If they want to stick their necks up, well, basically we're going to be there to basically take notice and move very effectively to lop it off. And that is why we are very comfortable with that 15% reduction in gang crime for this year. Based on the experience over the last 6 years, homicides, gang homicides are down over 50%. Overall gang crime is down dramatically. I want to thank the mayor, certainly, for his leadership in fighting for the resources to do this. Those 1,000 additional cops, people have been asking, where are they? Well, where they are now is staffing those two new police stations, Olympic. that we just opened in Topanga. Where they are is the additional offices in the counterterrorism unit. And the mayor and I, within about a week or so, will be talking to you about the counterterrorism efforts. I'm just back from a trip to Jordan, Washington. We are going to have a very significantly enhanced counterterrorism operation so that if we were ever to experience a Mumbai type of situation, we'll be able to deal with that. And we'll be briefing you on that in the next couple of weeks. But the mayor's commitment to the growth of this police department is allowing us to do a lot more. And his commitment to fight the political battles with his colleagues in the city council to get control of intervention and prevention allow for a seamless web. So he is correct, and Mr. Mayor, what we will deliver for you will be the national model on how to do this. The gangs were born here, and we're hoping that basically we can show the rest of America how to basically deal with them to keep them from growing and to keep them from starting in the first place. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.